Poems. Charles Spurgeon, Part 1. His thoughts are high, his love is wise, his wounds a cure intend, and though he does not always smile, he loves unto the end. Oh, gift of gifts! Oh, grace of faith! My God, how can it be that Thou, who has discerning love, shouldest give that gift to me? How many hearts thou mightest have had, more innocent than mine? How many souls more worthy far, of that pure touch of thine? Ah, grace! Into unlikeliest hearts, it is thy boast to come, the glory of thy light to find, in darkest spots a home. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose true, dare to make it known. Jesus, I my cross have taken, Abraham's prompt obedience to the call of God, all to leave and follow thee, destitute, despised, forsaken, thou, from hence, my all shalt be. He everywhere hath sway, and all things serve his might, his every act pure blessing is, his path unsullied light. Father, I long, I faint to see the place of thine abode, I'd leave thine earthly courts and flee up to thy house, my God, other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Job says that the poor man clings to the rock for shelter, and that poor man is blessed who remains in that position, evermore clinging to that rock of his salvation. Forever here my rest shall be, close to thy wounded side, this all my trust and all my plea, for me the Savior died. O Jesus! Sweet the tears I shed, while at thy feet I kneel, gaze on thy wounded, fainting head, and all thy sorrows feel. My heart dissolves to see thee bleed, this heart so hard before. I hear thee for the guilty plead, and grief overflows the more. It was for the sinful thou didst die, and I a sinner stand, convinced by thine expiring eye, slain by thy pierced hand. Oh, that I could believe, then all would easy be. I would, but cannot, Lord, relieve, my help must come from thee. While I view thee, wounded, grieving, breathless on the cursed tree, Lord, I feel my heart believing that thou sufferest thus for me. The more thy glories strike my eyes, the humbler I shall lie. Philosophers have measured mountains, fathomed the depths of seas, of states, and kings, walked with a staff to heaven, and traced fountains. But there are two vast spacious things, the which to measure it doth more behove, yet few there are that sound them, grace and love. Why art thou afraid to come, and tell him all thy ease? He will not pronounce thy doom, nor frown thee from his face. Wilt thou fear Emmanuel? Or dread the Lamb of God, who, to save thy soul from hell, has shed his precious blood? The moment a sinner believes and trusts in his crucified God, his pardon at once he receives, redemption in full through his blood. No outward forms can make me clean, the leprosy lies deep within. Great God, the treasures of thy love are everlasting mines, deep as our helpless miseries are, and boundless as our sins. Thou, O Christ, art all I want, more than all in thee I find. Down from the shining seats above, with joyful haste he fled, entered the grave in mortal flesh, and dwelt among the dead. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did ever such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Thou, O Christ, art all I want, all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick, and lead the blind.